Ululation, song and traditional dance are the common trademarks of King Mzilikazi celebrations. Though Mzilikazi died in 1868, his legacy is still overwhelmingly cherished by the descendants of his kingdom. Born in 1790 in Mkuze in the province of KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa, Mzilikazi grew to be a bold and feared warrior under King Shaka of the Zulu nation. However, Mzilikazi harbored ambitions to be a king, and to achieve this, he plotted to free himself and his people from Shaka. When Shaka sent him to attack a nearby Sotho chief in 1822, Mzilikazi conquered that tribe and captured their cattle and other belongings, but refused to hand them over to Shaka. Knowing he faced ritual execution because of his rebellion against King Shaka, Mzilikazi fled to the north, conquering and abducting other tribes on the way. He finally settled in the southern part of what is today known as Zimbabwe, where he established his Mthwakazi kingdom and became the king of the Ndebele people until his death in September 1868. In 2000, one of Mzilikazi's direct descendants, Peter Zwide Khumalo, initiated the King Mzilikazi celebrations. Today, every September and October, the Ndebele people gather wherever they are in different parts of the world to remember their king and celebrate his life. They say his leadership was unique, and without him, the Ndebele nation would have never existed. Peter Zwide Khumalo says the Ndebele people realize that a nation is shaped and distinguished by its culture.
King Mzilikazi is ever relevant because you cannot define Ndebele without defining it in the name of King Mzilikazi. He was a great leader and he remains so, and it is part of our definition and identity. Any nation that does not observe their culture and tradition is backward. That is very, very important to celebrate Ubuntu, celebrate our identity, celebrate our culture, and know who we are.
Khumalo says it's high time the Ndebele nation comes together to revive their kingdom.
Our constitution does not stop us from having a king. It never says anything, and therefore we are creating our own setback by not having a king. If it were according to me, we'd have a king tomorrow, and my family is always ready to identify one of us to lead the nation, and that nation needs traditional leadership.
He emphasizes that although the Ndebele kingdom is led by the Khumalo clan, it is composed of different tribes and languages. Prudence Moyo, the spokesperson for the Matabeleland Entertainment News, is one of the people involved in spearheading the Mzilikazi commemorations in South Africa.
By reviving these commemorations, we are seeing a nation being rebuilt. We are seeing a people coming up, wanting to voice, wanting to do that, wanting to do this because of these events that we do. They are a great impact because we have seen them in the United States, in England, all over the world. People are coming up with September as a month to commemorate Mzilikazi.
Kanisha Sinkala, a descendant of Amahlubi tribe under the Ndebele kingdom, says if the current leaders in Zimbabwe study closely Mzilikazi's legacy, Zimbabwe could be a great nation envied by other countries.
In order to be who we are, and in order to be where we are as a Ndebele nation, it is because we had a leader. There are so many people who lead in many ways and places, but they leave no mark. This man has left a mark, a nation standing, a nation still there, a nation wanting to find itself, whether it can still be together. And we want that kind of a leadership.
He says their ultimate wish is to see the Ndebele kingdom being restored, a new king installed, and the Ndebele people proudly practicing their culture without being apologetic about it. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedict Nhlapo.